Rosanna Cotto Batres is the Education and Training Coordinator at the Northeast New York Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health, or NINICOSH. She works with low-wage immigrant and refugee workers to empower and educate them on workspace health and safety issues. NINICOSH is bringing photojournalist Earl Dodder's life's work, a 50-year photographic chronicle of working in the USA, exhibit to the Capital Region next week, April 22nd to 26th, where it'll be shown at the beautiful Legislative Office Building in commemoration of Workers' Memorial Week. So welcome, Rosanna. Can you maybe give us a brief introduction to what NINICOSH is and what you do?
Yes, thank you for having me here. So NINICOSH is a local nonprofit. We were founded in 2014, and we do a lot of work around occupational health and safety. So what that entails is we have like three branches of the work that we do. One is training, because we feel that a lot of occupational fatalities, a lot of injuries that happen on the job could be prevented. And the way to prevent that is by educating people about their rights. So we do a lot of basic health and safety trainings. We partner with groups that are, connecting people to jobs, doing other job readiness classes, ESL classes for a lot of the refugee workers and immigrant workers that we have in the Capital District. And we teach them about what hazards they may face in their job, how to control for those hazards, what their rights are, and how to enforce those rights. And then, of course, what to do in the event that an injury happens to them. And then the other thing we do is we advocate for workers. So we, try to push for legislation that protect workers. We follow up on fatalities that happen in the region. And we try to make sure that occupational injuries and illnesses are something that people are thinking about and working to prevent. And then the other thing that we do is that we provide technical assistance to other organizations that maybe are small and don't have an occupational safety and health program. If they have any questions around occupational safety and health, our board and our organization is connected to a lot of experts in the field that could help them with any questions they have.
So I was actually a little bit surprised to find out that your group primarily does not work with union members. Apparently, they probably get their own training. So maybe you just tell us a little about what are some of the workers you do, try to provide support to?
Yes, that's correct. So we, a lot of union members and unions tend to have their own health and safety committee. So we focus more on what we call vulnerable workers. So that's workers that, because of the nature of their occupation or, their language proficiency, their age, their immigration status, they may face more obstacles to receiving this information and being able to put it to action. So we do a lot of trainings for low-wage workers, people that are temporary work or contingent workers, in different industries that have one job one day and another job another day. Young workers tend to get injured at a high rate because they're inexperienced. And at the same time, people on the other end of the spectrum, older workers, also kind of become complacent, and we see a lot of injuries among those groups of workers. And then, of course, in the Capital District, we have a lot of immigrants and refugees. So we focus a lot of our trainings on recently arrived immigrants, whether or not they have, documentation status, and then also all the groups of refugees that we have here.
That's great, and so important to provide those resources for the underrepresented groups. So what can you tell us a little bit more about Earl Dodder?
Yes, so we're excited to be bringing the work of Earl Dodder to the Capital District. He has been working in the field of occupational safety and health as a photojournalist for the last 50 years. So he started as a VISTA volunteer in the 70s, and he quickly got involved with working with coal mine workers, so documenting some of the illnesses that they were experiencing. And at the time, unions had a photographer, so he became a photographer for one of the coal mine unions down in Appalachia. So he's been around for a long time, and he is, really world-renowned as the photographer of workers, documenting where workers work, where they get injured. And we've, some of his photographs that we'll see are not only from the 70s, but also all the way up to today. So he's still active today, and he's taking a lot of pictures of people, like I mentioned, coal mine workers, farm workers, people that work in healthcare. He was there when 9/11 happened and the first responders were there. So his work is really powerful and it really shows the dignity of workers.
So this is part of the Workers' Memorial Week. So maybe you explain first a little bit more about what the Workers' Memorial, you know, week is, and then how, you know, particularly some of the photographs or the exhibit, you know, amplifies that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every week, every year around April 22nd to 28th, internationally, we celebrate Workers' Memorial Week, and that's a week to honor and remember workers who have died on the job. So in the U.S. every year, a little over 5,000 workers die, and that's from instant injuries that happen on the job. And then another...
If I could just step mm-hmm. back on that, how does that compare to others, like, say, industrial nations? Any idea?
That's about the same as other industrial nations. I think, you know, we see a lot more injuries and fatalities happening in non-industrialized nations because there's less protections. Mm-hmm. But we still think that it's a number that's too high, right? And then every year there's also another 60 to 70,000 workers who died from occupational illnesses. So though that's due to, you know, mm-hmm. cancers, you know, people being exposed to lead and asbestos and other chemicals. And so this week is a week to honor and remember all the workers who have died from occupational related, you know, injuries or illnesses, and also to do something about it, to take some action.
What can you tell us about the exhibit so that we can entice listeners to come out and check it out? Because it sounds great.
Yeah, so the photographs will be exhibited at the Legislative Office Building. And I feel like they really do tell a story when you walk around them. So we're going to have over 100 photographs, you know, from different time periods of Earl's career. And there are notes under each photograph telling you who the worker is, what the scene is like. So there really is a human story to the whole exhibit. And that's what we're trying to convey, that behind these statistics and all these numbers, there is a human side to it.
I'm going to take a little guess that, especially in the private sector, that some of these companies weren't particularly thrilled with the idea that somebody was going to come in and take photos of the workers, particularly since that might expose sometimes rather unsanitary, unsafe work conditions. Any idea how, you know, Earl sort of managed that over time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly how he got into all the different workplaces, but I think his perspective is always, you know, just documenting workers in their job. And the hazards are not very obvious to people that may not work in this field. You know, you just see a farm worker picking berries. But we know that, you know, there's chemicals associated with that and that there's ergonomic hazards. So I think the way that Earl, through his photographs, is able to convey the story of what is happening behind it makes it, you know, non-threatening to an employer who may be willing to have their workers being photographed. And I will say that while Earl is here that whole week, he's going to be in the Capital District. We've also coordinated him to take pictures of workers in the Capital District. So we've partnered with some of the local unions, some of the nonprofit organizations that we work with in the city of Albany to photograph their workers. So I think, you know, it's an opportunity to show and appreciate the work that people do. And that's how he's able to get in.
Yeah, that sounds great. So how would you say that this photo exhibit relates to the core mission of NennyKosh and what you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I would say it's at the core of what we're trying to do, because at the core of what we do is to educate people, right? Whether it's workers or the community at large. And this really is a great event to educate the public. We're so glad that we're able to have the exhibit at a great public open space, right? The Legislative Office Building. We're working with Assemblymember Fahey and New York State Senator Neil Breslin to bring this together. And so we are hopeful that a lot of people will take the opportunity to go. You know, it's spring break for many schools, so we're hoping that parents will be able to take their kids there, and people that work in the Empire State Plaza will just pop in to see it.
Where in the plaza or the LOB is this going to be located? Do you know that?
Yes. So it's in the Legislative Office Building on the concourse level, J just before you get to security to go into the Empire State Plaza concourse level area. And it's right by the small cafeteria in the legislative office building.
Mm. So we've, talked a bit about some of the workplace hazards that workers face. But I assume there's probably also photos that are perhaps just more, inspirational in terms of some of the things that workers do that, many people may not be aware of.
Yes, definitely. To a lot of these pictures, there are, the appreciation of what workers do. So there's a lot of pictures of healthcare workers and taking care of patients. And you see, that they're lovingly taking care of these patients that that they're serving. So there's definitely that aspect. And there's also pictures of people with their families. So not all the photographs are in a workplace. Some of them are just in people's homes, with their families. But it's a compilation of all the workers in that industry, being shown in the exhibit.
So earlier we talked about some of the, 5,000 deaths, workplace accidents a year, 60,000, deaths from sort of chronic diseases. Are there reforms that NINICOSH has been, trying to get the legislature or the federal government to adopt to increase workplace safety for people?
Yes. So we actually are following closely the case of a young man who was killed on the job 3 years ago. His name is Justice Booz, and he was employed for just a day to work in a small landscaping company. He was given no training and no information on how to do his job. And he was operating a wood chipper when he was pulled into it, and he died immediately. So on May 4th will be the third year anniversary of his death. And so we're following closely his case. We're in touch with his fiance. And we see that as just one example of the things that we can do. So we've been trying to work with some of the New York City COSH groups and other groups in the state to get stronger penalties for employers who knowingly and willingly put their workers at risk of injuries or death. So that's something that we're working on. We're also working with Citizen Action and a coalition to pass a paid sick days law to make sure that workers who, are sick are able to take time off from work, because what we see is many workers who are sick and are not able to take time off from work and then suffer, come back to work and they suffer injuries and they get hurt because there's more incidents that happen because they're not feeling well. And also this is, related to the opioid epidemic. So a lot of people in construction and other industries that are forced to work through pain end up having to take a lot of pain medication to just continue to get to work. So those are some of the things that we're working on.
So this exhibit by Earl Dodder's Life's Work, a 50-year photographic chronicles of working in the USA, is going to be at the LOB Legislative Office Building in Albany, April 22nd to 26th. If there are workers out there saying, boy, I could use some training or I could use some information about my work situation, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can visit our website, www.nenycosh.org, or email us at nenycosh@gmail.com.
Well, Rosanna, I want to thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.